What independent directors must know about ESG. Hi, welcome to NDA's Yes Governance Matters podcast. My name is Sahil Kanuga. I'm the co-head of the International Dispute Resolution and Investigations Practice at Nishit Desai Associates. Today, I will be discussing what the independent directors must know about ESG and how the screws have been tightening on the independent directors. Let us start off by understanding who is an independent director. Generally speaking, an independent director is a member of the board of a company who doesn't have any direct or indirect relationship with the company or its promoters and is not involved in the active day-to-day management. The primary goal or object of independent directors is to act as a watchdog and oversee the functioning of the senior management of the company from a neutral perspective. That's broadly put, of course. The Satyam computer accounting scam exposed the plight of corporate governance in India. The scam led to a comprehensive revamp of the corporate governance regime, which also included the beginning of the process of strengthening the institution of independent directors, which process continues even today. From an ESG perspective, an independent director's voice is usually the first unbiased opinion that a company hears to a crisis. In India, the mindset with which an independent director is nominated and appointed to the board of directors continues to evolve too. Significant players in corporate India now expect independent directors to play an active role in governance and not merely be cronies of the promoter group. Despite this, contravention of these norms and guidelines has been a regular occurrence, with instances of non-appointment, unsuitable appointments, collusion, and even prejudice. Section 169 of the Companies Act 2013, which provides that a company may remove a director by an ordinary resolution, that's 51% of the shareholders' resolution, brought the independent directors directly in the line of fire by the majority shareholders, and hence amenable to be influenced. Further, the extent of liability placed on independent directors was also enlarged by the courts and adjudicating bodies, treating the independent directors at par with other directors of the company. Therefore, the independent directors who were initially thought to act as a watchdog themselves came under the scanner and got embroiled in protracted civil and criminal litigations. India Inc. saw a rise in cases of independent directors being hauled up for operational non-compliances of the company. For instance, SEBI, in Interglobe Finance Limited's case, pronounced that SEBI, LODR Regulations 2015, do not envisage a distinction between independent directors and other directors. More specifically, SEBI held that the regulations warrant directors to be fully informed, act in good faith, as well as maintain ethical standards with respect to all stakeholders connected with the company. A similar stance was also taken by the NCLAT in Shailesh Chawla versus Vinod Kumar Mahajan, where the tribunal held that the claim of the appellants of being sleeping directors, that is, they did not partake in the day-to-day management and affairs of the company, did not exempt them from liability. The tribunal also placed independent directors on an equal footing to other directors by virtue of them being integral constituents of the board. Not surprisingly, this led to widespread resignations and flight of talented pool from the board. Interestingly, the law in India affords a special protection to independent directors as compared to other directors. For example, Section 149(12) of the Companies Act 2013 stipulates that an independent director cannot be roped in any civil or criminal proceeding under the Companies Act unless the contravention committed by the company has occurred with the knowledge of such independent directors attributable through board processes. In Chintalapati Srinivas Raju versus SEBI, the Supreme Court also recognized the role of independent directors, holding that they are not responsible for the conduct of the business of the company. The Apex Court in Sunil Bharti Mittal versus CBI held that where the statute is silent, the directors of the company can be held responsible for the wrong done by the company only where there is sufficient evidence to prove an active role and a criminal intent. Regrettably, while the law expressly provides safe harbor provision to ring-fence independent directors from liability, such provisions appear to have largely remained oblivious to the investigating agencies and the adjudicatory bodies. In an endeavor to set independent directors as the flag bearers of ethics, integrity, moral resoluteness, and objectivity in a company's operations, a comprehensive code of conduct for independent directors was also prescribed under the Companies Act 2013. After seeing almost 7 years of the new regime, SEBI in June 21 issued several directives to bolster the institution of independent directors, which has become effective from January 22, and promises to go a long way in plugging the loopholes that have shown up over the years. These directives on independent directors include: 1. Appointment, reappointment, and removal of independent directors must be confirmed by special resolution of 75% of the shareholders. 2. Two-thirds of the nomination and remuneration committee be comprised of independent directors, substituting the existing simple majority requirement. 3. Two-thirds of the members of the audit committee shall be independent directors, and approval to every related party transaction is also compulsorily required to be given by independent directors forming part of this committee. 4. Full disclosure of the contents of the resignation letter upon an independent director's resignation by the listed company to the stock exchange. 5. The top 1,000 listed entities by market capitalization shall have to mandatorily take directors and officers insurance for all their independent directors. The institution of independent directors is an indispensable and ever-evolving mechanism in the construct, in the scheme of corporate governance. As with any governance mechanism, the emergence of certain pressure points, such as excessive promoter influence, risk of liabilities, etc., which undermine the credibility of the institution, came to be discovered. Constant monitoring and intervention of the legislature and regulators is required to plug the loopholes from time to time. While the new SEBI directives are a step in the right direction and aim to ensure better transparency, accountability, and risk management, much work needs to be done towards sensitizing the various investigative agencies and adjudicatory bodies about the liability of independent directors. Otherwise, it will be hard to retain the right talent as independent directors for India Inc. and also place impediments to ease of doing business in India. Thank you for listening to this podcast. You can also read our analysis on the topic at the link mentioned in the description. If you have any queries or comments on this podcast, you can email us at ndaconnect@nishidesai.com. Thank you.